Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the first chapter of Maseches Sanhedrin. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Gimel and Daled, the third and fourth Mishnayos. So we've been discussing how many judges are necessary for different types of cases. Our Mishnah continues. Smicha zekenim v'arifas egla v'shlosha. So the laying of hands, and that can refer to two different things, and we'll see in the Bart Nura what those are, and the process with the egla rufa, where the calf has its neck broken in a place where a body was found and we don't know who did it. Bishlosha, those things are done with three judges. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, that's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Huda Amar Bechamisha, but Rabbi Huda says it requires five. Hachalitza Bahameunin, the ceremony to separate a deceased man's wife from his brother, and also the case of a minor girl who refuses her husband, and again, we'll see more in the Bart Nura what that is. Bishlosha. Those things are likewise done with a court of three. Neturavayu Meiser Sheni, She'ein Damav Yeduin, the produce of the fourth year and the second tithe, whose value is not known, Bishlosha. Those things are done with a court of three. They're evaluated. Hahagdeshos Bishlosha, and the value of sanctified goods is evaluated with three. Arachin Hamataltlin Bishlosha, someone who's giving a value through movable goods, they're evaluated by three. Rabbi Huda Omer Echad Mehen Kohen, and Rabbi Huda says one of them has to be a Kohen. Vahakarkos Tisha V'Kohen, and land that's being evaluated for donation to the temple through this process must be evaluated by 10 judges, one of whom is a Kohen. Vadim Kiyose Behen, and similarly a human being's value that is being donated must be judged by 10 with a Kohen. Let's look in the Bart Nuro. Smichas Zakenim, the laying of hands. Arosh Par Ha'olam Davar Shel Tzibur, talking about laying hands on the head of the sacrifice when a matter has become concealed from the people and they acted inappropriately. V'yesh B'moshmos HaDavarim Gam Minoy Hadayan, and we also are talking about rabbinic ordination here. Shehagadol HaSomech Tzarech Yitzarif Imo Shneim Kishirotzav Lismo Chacham Kedei Sheyikra Rebbe V'yidon Dine Kansos. That when somebody wants to confer ordination on a candidate so that he should be called rabbi and be able to administer fines, penalties, then he needs to have two other judges with him when he does this. And we'll skip a little down. V'kasav HaRambam, and the Rambam says, Shenira lo shebizman hazeh she'ein lanu samach ish mipi ish ad Moshe Rabbeinu. Nowadays we don't have the original ordination that went all the way back to the time of Moshe. It needed to be discontinued in Talmudic times for safety reasons. It was persecution. Im hayu maskimim kol hachachamim she'eretz Yisrael lismach yachid o rabim.
So now, since we don't have the original ordination, it can be given either privately or publicly. It does not require a Beis Din of three, and they still have the same rights and privileges to impose penalties and to pay it forward to others.
Va'arifas ha'egla, and the egla arufa, the breaking of the calf's neck, bishlosha, that's done with three, dichsiv, because the Torah tells us, Ziknei ha'eda, the elders of the congregation, and miut ziknei shnayim, and ziknei plural, the minimum is two. Ve'ein beis din shakul, and since a court cannot be an even number of people, hosif alehem od echad, hari shlosha. So they add another person, and that gives us three. Rabbi Huda omer bechamisha, but Rabbi Huda says it must be five. V'samchu shnayim, it says they shall lay their hands, that's two. Ziknei shnayim, and elders is also two. Ve'ein beis din shakul, hosif alehem od echad, hari chamisha. So since there's two different sets of two, that's four, and you have to add another one to avoid having an even number of people, that gives us five. V'halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, and the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, that we require five judges for this. Mitzvah chalitza b'shlosha, chalitza, separating a woman from her brother-in-law, that's performed with three, d'chsiv, because the Torah tells us, so that she should draw near to him in the eyes of the elders. Zakenim shnayim, and zakenim, plural, is two. Ve'ein beis din shakul, and since he can't have an even number of judges, hosif alehem od echad, hare shalosha. So you add one more, and that gives us three. Ushnayim acherim shmasifin, and those two extras that are added, enu el l'fursume milsa. There's no decision going on here. They're not voting on anything. You really only need one. The other two, it's just that you should have more people to let it be known that this process took place. Meunin, the refusals. Katana Yisoma,
an orphan girl. She has no father. Shehisiuha ima v'echeha l'daita, and her mother and brothers married her off with her own permission. V'yotza b'meun, and she can go free when she comes of the age of majority simply by refusing her husband. Shema'enes b'baila, she just says, I don't want to be married to this guy. Tzarech shiyeh b'shlosha, so that must be done with three. U'b'yavamos mukach, d'meun b'fnei shnai maspik. And in the tractate Yavamos, we learn that if she refuses in front of two, it still works. Netaravai, the produce of the fourth year. And Balachalo al Hamaos, if he wants to redeem it for money. These things have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So rather than carrying all the produce, one could trade it for money and then buy food when he got to Yerushalayim. So if he wants to redeem it for money, V'chein Meister Sheni, and the same is true with Meister Sheni, V'ein D'mehen Yaduin, and the price of this produce isn't known. So it needs to be evaluated by a court of three. Hakdeshos, things that are sanctified. Haba lifdosan, tzarech shlosha l'suman. So if he wants to redeem property that he sanctified, then he needs three people to evaluate it, to appraise it. Ha'arachin hamatatlin, if someone pledges the value and wants to pay with movable goods, what's the case there? Harsha ama'arach ploni alai, he vows upon himself the Torah's value for a person in a particular category, the Ein Lo Maus Liten Kfi Hadamim Hakatzuvim Baparsha, and he doesn't have the requisite funds to pay it in cash. Ubo Liten Metatlin, he wants to pay it by giving movable property. Tzarech Shlosha L'sum Osah Metatlin. So he needs three people to evaluate, to appraise the worth of those goods to see if that's sufficient to pay his debt. Echad Mehen Kohen, one of them must be a Kohen. Da'archin Kohen Ksiv, because the Torah, when it discusses this matter, says Kohen, Ge'ercha HaKohen, so the Kohen will evaluate it for you. V'HaKarkos, and land. V'im Enlo Metatlin, U'bolitin Karka, Tzarech Shiyisumu Asara Anashim, Ve'echad Mehen Kohen. So if he wants to pay with land, then he needs 10 people to evaluate it, one of whom is a Kohen. V'adam Kiyotze Behen, and the same is true if he wants to give the value of a person. Vim amar demei ploni olai. If he doesn't pledge the value, but he pledges the actual worth of a person. Shesamen oso kamashahu yafa limkor b'shuk. He doesn't use the standard amount that the Torah gives, but rather how much this person would be worth if he were actually sold as a slave in the marketplace. V'nosein damav, and he wants to donate that money to the temple. Tzarech gam kein shiyu asara ve'echad mehen kohen. So again, he has to use 10 judges, one of whom is a kohen. Bishumazu in this evaluation. Mishnah Dalid. Dinei nefashos ba'esrim v'shlosha. Capital cases are judged by a court of 23. Haroveya v'hadnirva ba'esrim v'shlosha. And an animal that committed bestiality or had bestiality committed to it, those would be judged also by a court of 23. Shenamar, and it quotes a pasuk, v'haragta es ha'isha ves ha'behema, the woman and the animal, the roveya, shall be put to death. Bomer es ha'behema taharogu, and also regarding the nirva, it says that the animal shall be killed. Shor ha'niskal, an ox that has been condemned to be stoned, v'eshrim mushlosha, that has to be done with a court of 23. Shenamar, as the Torah tells us, ha'shor yisakel v'gambala v'yumas, that the ox shall be stoned and also the owners shall die. The owners aren't actually put to death in this case, and we'll see in the Bart Nura what that means. Kamisas habalim, kach misas hashor. Just like the death of the owners must be through a court of 23, similarly the death of the ox must be through a court of 23. Hazev ha'ari, a wolf and a lion, hadov v'hanamer, a bear and a leopard, v'habardalas v'hanachash. It's not clear what a bardalas is. One opinion is it's a skunk, but that's very difficult because that's not an animal that kills people. But whatever it is, that and serpent, misasan ve'esrim u'shlosha. Those things, if they need to be condemned, would require a court of 23. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, kol hakodim lahargan zaka. If someone wants to just go ahead and kill these dangerous things, go right ahead. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Misasan ba'esim u'shlosha. He says, no, their death has to be through a court of 23. Now, Rabbi Akiva seems to be saying the same thing as the opinion before Rabbi Eliezer. So we'll see in the Bart Nuro what the difference between Rabbi Akiva and that first opinion is. In fact, let's go straight to the Bart Nuro now. V'haragta es ha'isha v'es ha'behema. Hainu Rovea. So it says kill the woman and the animal. That's the animal that actively commits bestiality. Reis Kashal Isha, and it's compared by the Torah to the woman. Ma Isha Be'esri Mushlosha, Af Behema Be'esri Mushlosha. Just like the woman requires a court of 23 to condemn her, similarly the animal would need a court of 23 to condemn it. Be'omares HaBehema Taharogu, and the Torah also tells us that the animal shall die, and that's talking about the Nirva, the animal that's passively involved in the bestiality. Be'nirva Ksiv, it's talking about the passive animal. Lamdena Rovea Be'nirva. So we see it's true for both participating types of animals. Kamisas habalim. So we said that the shore that needs to be stoned, the ox, has a death similar to its owners. Klomar, this means to say, Kamosha haya habal nidon be'esri mushlosha, im haya chayev misa. It would have a death like its owners if the owners were condemned to death. So in this case, they're not. But if they were involved in a capital case, they would require a court of 23. Similarly, so does the ox. So the first opinion is that dangerous animals like a lion and a wolf, that these things need a court to put them down. But the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer is kol hakodem lahorgan zaka, anyone who wants to, please go right ahead and kill them. Kisha misu es ha'adam. We're not just talking about going out and randomly indiscriminately killing animals. We're talking about if they killed a person. Ve'enu tzarach lahaviyam lebezdin. And his opinion is that such animals don't need to be brought to court. Now you may wonder, why do animals need to be brought to court at all? It's because animals have owners. We're not talking about wild animals. We're talking about if you go to the circus and there's a bear attack. You know, so then the bear belongs to somebody. You would have to bring it to court to determine if it needs to be put down, just like we do in modern civil law. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, the Gemara Mefarish, the Gemara explains, De'ika ben Tana Kamala Rabbi Akiva Nachash. There's actually a difference of opinion between the first speaker in this Mishnah and Rabbi Akiva when it comes to the serpent, the snake. The Latana Kama Nachash Misaso Basu Mushlosha. According to the first speaker, the snake also would need to be brought to court and judged by 23. Rabbi Akiva, Hazev Vahari Vahado Vahanamer Vahabardalas Misasin Basu Mushlosha. Rabbi Akiva says all the other animals, the bear, the wolf, the lion, the leopard, all these things have to go to court. Aval Nachash Hakodim Lahar Gozaka. But when it comes to a snake, anyone who wants to can go ahead and kill it. Shasila Kamazik Min Ha'olam, because he's removing this terrible danger from the world, the halacha Rabbi Akiva, and that is, in fact, the final halacha. That is the end of Mishnah Daled. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue with Mishnayos Hey and Vav.